In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia, risen as he truly said. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Resurrexit sit cum dixit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ is risen from the dead. You know what the theologians say? The proof of the resurrection is the empty tomb. I'm going to tell you, I have more proof. The empty tomb and the transformed life. Oh yes, the transformed life. People who meet Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. That tells me that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Not only the empty tomb, but the transformed life. Has your life been transformed? Oh yes, we all need more transformation because we want to stick to who we are apart from Jesus, all of us. But we need to give ourselves over to the resurrected one, the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will never die. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection, and he has conquered death through his death and resurrection. What happened in the resurrection? What does it tell us? That Jesus conquered death, and I say there should be at every cemetery white banners flowing out that the Lord has conquered death. He's conquered sin on the cross and in the resurrection. He's conquered your sin and my sin. He's conquered Satan. Amen. Through his death and resurrection. Satan has been conquered by the blood of Jesus and by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know who else he's conquered? He's conquered you. He's conquered me. Oh yes, we've been conquered by the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been raised from the dead. I'm reading from John's Gospel, the 20th chapter. Early on the first day of the week, that's Sunday, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. Why is the stone removed? To let Jesus out? No, no. To let the women in. Oh, yes. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter. Why? Because he was young. And reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Why? He's waiting for Peter to come in. Then Simon Peter came and, following him, went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. Oh yes, John saw and believed. I believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. I can only tell you, I've buried my mother, my father, my brother, my best friends. And every time I've done this, I stood by the empty grave, saying, I believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. He must rise from the dead. Oh yes, the resurrection is that conquered death, conquered sin, conquered Satan, conquered you, conquered me. Oh yes, it's all about being conquered. But how did he conquer us? Through love. Through love. He did not conquer us by beating us over the head. He conquered us through love. Through love. Through love. Through love. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Why? He has a risen body. He has a risen body. But I'll tell you, the marks of crucifixion are still on him. She did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni." I tell you, she knew the voice of the shepherd, the way that he would speak to her. He called her Mary, and he used that name in such a way that only he could use it. And she realized that this was the teacher, the Savior, the Messiah. Yes, she realized that. She said, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." Oh yes, the love of Mary Magdalene beckons Jesus to see her and to comfort her even before he goes to the Father. There is a little ascension and there is a final ascension. This is before the little ascension. "But go tell my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had, well, the things he had said to her. But guess what? They're not going to believe it. Because a witness couldn't be a woman in the courts. But let me tell you, the first witness of the resurrection is Mary Magdalene. She is the apostle to the apostles. I tell you, God loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus was resurrected for you. Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Risen as he truly said. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Resurrexit sit cum dixit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Risen as he truly said. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 19 of chapter 20 of John. When it was evening on the day, the first day of the week, that's Sunday, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. They're scared stiff. What happened to Jesus might happen to them because they were the followers of Jesus. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Shalom. Not only peace, it means prosperity, it means goodwill, it means everything. Shalom. 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 After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Shalom, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them. I tell you, it was mouth-to-mouth breath. Breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Did they receive the Holy Spirit then? Yes. But at Pentecost, it became a gusher. Oh, yes. How? It's one mystery. If you forgive the sins of anybody, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. There's the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of penance. Oh, yes. He said this to the apostles. He said this to the apostles and to the disciples. Yes. I tell you, we need that sacrament today more than ever. We need to tell God and to tell the church that we have sinned and are in need of the mercy of God. We are in need of the power of God. We are in need of God Himself. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." He wasn't there on the first day of the week. He wasn't there. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them. Is he a ghost? Oh, no. He is the risen Savior. He has a risen body. Oh, yes. The body that was crucified was the seed of the risen body. Oh, yes. You sow a seed, and what comes up? Corn. Leaves. Doesn't look like the seed, but it's the seed is the beginning, and the corn stalk is the end. It's like the resurrection. The resurrected body is the seed, is the crucified body. The resurrection is the resurrected body. That's why they didn't recognize him. Jesus said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Oh, yes. Not only my Lord, but my Lord and my God. Oh, yes, the risen Savior is God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. The one that went about the earth before the resurrection, always God. St. Paul says, though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Oh, yes, Jesus is not only the Savior, not only the Lord, but he is God. the second person in the Blessed Trinity. Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you seen and believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." That's us. I have never seen the risen Lord, but I believe by God's grace. It's only by God's grace that I believe. It's only by God's grace that you believe. The grace of God. Yes, it's the grace of God. Do you know that today? What do we believe? We believe that he died on Calvary's tree. We believe that he shed his blood for our salvation. We believe he was buried, and we believe he rose from the dead, true God and true man. Oh, yes. And you know what? We, too, will be rising from the dead when he comes in glory, and we, too, will have a resurrection body. Yes, that's real. St. Paul says, if we are not raised from the dead, then Jesus has not been raised from the dead. We await not only our death, but when he comes again, our resurrection. We will put on resurrected bodies, no longer sick, no longer sick, but now filled with God, filled with the Holy Spirit. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. That's why we ask people who come to be converted to read the Gospel of John for us. Why? Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name. Do you have life in the name of Jesus today? Do you have life in the name of Jesus today? That he has conquered sin, death, the devil, and you. Oh yes, you too. You are no threat to Jesus. You say, "But I don't want to be conquered." Well, then just live without Jesus. Live without him. I don't want to live without him. I want to live with him. I want to live for him. I want to live for the risen Lord. He has been raised. Do you know the church gives us 40 days of Lent and 50 days of resurrection? Oh, yes. It all ends on the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. Do you know Jesus is the Paschal Lamb? The one who shed his blood for our salvation. Do you know that? That Jesus is the Paschal Lamb, the one who shed his blood for our salvation. Do you know that Jesus is not in the tomb today? He has been raised, and you too can have a brand new life in the power of his death and resurrection. Oh, yes. I tell you the story so many times about Anthony, who used to come here. He had cancer of the liver. And after he accepted Jesus, he was like a new person. His face shone with the glory of God. He came to church the next week and spent an hour before the Blessed Sacrament. He didn't even know about the Blessed Sacrament. But he spent an hour before the Eucharist. And that night he came to me and said, "Father Tom, you're not going to believe me, but the devil came into my room this week." I said, "What happened?" The devil looked at me and said, "I want you." And he said, I belong to Jesus. And this big hand came into the room, and the devil ran away. He said, I belong to Jesus. Do you belong to Jesus? Oh, that Anthony belonged to Jesus. He died. And by God's grace, we know where he is. By God's grace, we know where he is. Not because of me, but because of Jesus who died, who shed his blood for him, and who was buried for him, and who rose from the dead for him. That's Anthony's story. I have another Anthony, a young Anthony. He was changed on the School of the Holy Spirit last July. His face shines like the sun. He spends hours in prayer. He is, to me, the changed life that the resurrected Jesus gives to those who believe in him. Oh yes, maybe you believed in him 40 years ago. Your life was changed, and is still changed. You still seek his face. You still know him. And he knows you. He knows you. He knows all about you. You say, I've fallen away from Jesus. Well, it's time to come back, to believe that he is the resurrection and the life, to believe that he went to the cross out of love for you, and that he shed his holy blood for you. Come back to the Lord. Come back to the Lord. Come back to the Lord. He wants you to be a sign of his resurrection. You say it's too late. It's never too late. You say I'm on my deathbed. It's never too late to come back to Jesus. It's never too late. It's come back right now. From Hosea, come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. Oh, yes. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Yes, that's exactly who he is. He is Lord of the living, and he is Lord of the dead. He is God of the living and God of the dead. I tell you, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is both man and God. God and man. I tell you also, when we receive the Eucharist, we are receiving the risen body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are receiving the risen body of the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need to hear the Word of God and eat it. How we need to hear the Word of God in the Eucharist and eat him. For unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he says, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your ancestors ate and died in the desert, those who eat this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give him is my flesh for the life of the world to come. The risen body of Jesus Christ as Eucharist. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia, quia quem meruisti portare, alleluia, ora pro nobis ad Deum, alleluia, alleluia. Christ is risen from the dead, and everything is possible. He said we would lay hands upon the sick, and they would be healed. I've seen it by the grace of God, because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. May He bless you today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.